From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. The U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis said Wednesday that North Korea risks annihilation if it starts a war. He told the North it must end its pursuit of nuclear weaponry. Mattis, in a statement, said North Korea should cease any consideration of actions that would lead to the end of its regime and the destruction of its people. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is seeking to downplay any tensions between the two countries, however.
Tillerson spoke to reporters while flying to Guam Wednesday after a day of heated rhetoric between Washington and Pyongyang. He defended the strong rhetoric from U.S. President Donald Trump, but also sought to calm U.S. citizens fearing a nuclear conflict with North Korea.
I think Americans should sleep well at night. I have no concerns about this particular rhetoric of the last few days. I think the president, again, as commander-in-chief, I think he felt it necessary to issue a very strong statement directly to North Korea. But I think what the president was just reaffirming is the United States has the capability to fully defend itself from any attack and defend our allies, and we will do so.
Trump on Tuesday issued a stark warning to North Korea, saying if Pyongyang continues its threats against the United States, they will, quote, be met with fire and fury like the world has never seen. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
On Wednesday, North Korea said that its armed forces were, quote, carefully examining a plan to launch missile strikes against Guam. American military bases on that U.S. Pacific Island territory are believed to hold the largest arsenal of nuclear weapons outside the continental United States. Tillerson said he never considered rerouting his jet's refueling stop. This is VOA News. Kenyan opposition leader Raila Odinga said Wednesday that hackers carried out massive and extensive fraud against the Election Commission's computer system, resulting in what he says are fraudulent vote totals, showing him well behind President Uhuru Kenyatta. The Independent Electoral and Boundaries Commission website at midday Wednesday showed about 94% of ballots had been counted, with Kenyatta leading 54% to 45% in his attempt for a second term. The IEBC chairman, however, said he could not yet say whether the commission's systems had been hacked, but that it would investigate. Pakistan's former Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif held a rally Wednesday to demonstrate his political power, just days after the country's highest court disqualified him from holding office for concealing his assets. His critics are questioning his tactics, however. They said it defies the rule of law and demonizes the Supreme Court. Sharif left the national capital, Islamabad, on Wednesday, bound for Lahore, his native city in eastern Pakistan. He traveled in a luxury car, leading a caravan of around 800 private and government vehicles. Political aides say thousands of supporters are expected to join that caravan. In the United States, the Federal Bureau of Investigations agents raided the home of President Trump's former campaign chief in the pre-dawn hours late last month, intensifying their investigation of Russian interference in last year's presidential election. The raid on the home of Paul Manafort, a longtime Republican political operative who has had deep financial ties to Russia and Ukraine, took place just outside Washington in suburban Virginia, and it happened without warning. Aides to the 68-year-old Manafort confirmed Wednesday that federal agents executed a search warrant on July 26th, seizing documents and other materials. And the exchange of threats and harsh rhetoric between North Korea and President Trump has rattled many investors. Stock prices fell in Asia, Europe, and the United States, while demand rose for safe haven investments like gold. On Wednesday, key stock indices in Hong Kong, Germany, and France were down by 1% or more. U.S. stocks were off as much as 0.4 percentage points during Wednesday's trading, but recovered some ground by the close. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock at voanews.com. I'm Jonathan Smith, reporting live from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.